This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
So if anyone is going to tell it like it is our next guest. And just like that rash I can't get rid of, the bitch is back in Australia again. After three consecutive sellout tours, it's of course Bianca Del Rio.
Yay, how are you?
Well, we are fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us on Joy this morning.
Please, the rash has returned. I'm quite excited.
Well, we do have a cream for that here, so you'll be all right. We'll get you out in one piece.
I do enjoy that. I do love a piece.
Well, look, we're here to talk about your new show. And what I love, and I always thinks really important about your comedy, is there's always a life lesson in it. And what I really see in your shows at the moment is people need to lighten the F up.
Oh, well, totally. I mean, apparently it's just an insane climate that we're living in, especially over in America. As you can see, we're quite fond of clowns over there. Yes. Our president. But it is important to laugh, and I think that we've lost sight of that, you know, especially with all the serious madness that's going on, or that everyone's offended every 5 minutes. It's like, come on, you have to have a sense of humor somewhere. Everything is not that serious.
Bianca, do you worry about the keyboard warriors out there on social media ready to attack you? Do you find yourself editing yourself sometimes?
Well, you know, it's funny. There was a moment when I was concerned with it, but I think I grew up without social media, and so for me now, it is interesting to see how people react to it. But of course, anything taking out of context is going to be looked at as something insane. But I often say to people, you know, don't put me on such a pedestal. I'm a man in a wig who's making a joke about myself and everyone else. So therefore, it can't come from that particular place. I'm not your elected official. So therefore, you know, you shouldn't be concerned with what I'm doing. If you don't like it, then you don't have to watch it. And I think people forget that. But like you were saying, with the keyboard warriors, they're just out to make a point to try to look good on social media. That doesn't bother me. You know, I can't be worried about all of those people. There's too many of them. And in my heart, I know no matter what I, you know, whatever I say, it doesn't really matter. But I do know that they're going to die one day. And that makes me feel good. So I don't even bother.
Well, it makes me feel great knowing those bitches are going down as well. Let me tell you that.
It's true, though. I mean, really, it's like, who has the energy to sit back and fight? Like I said, I'm not your elected official. I'm not your president. Save your energy for that. Go and fight for a cause that really matters. I'm a man in a wig. It's like, let's be real. Consider the source here, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we love it. Well, I mean, your Hurricane Bianca movies, you know, both the first and the second, that there are social messages in there that I think is great, which must be getting through to the middle America, the Trump voters.
Yeah. Well, what I think also, even for myself, you know, being a 43-year-old gay man, I was unaware of the fact that it's legal to be fired for being gay, which is something that happens in America. There's 29 states, actually, that it's legal to be fired for being gay, which is insane. It's like, you know, you've gone to college, you've lived your life, you're doing what you're doing. What does your personal sex life have to do with your occupation? Mm-hmm. So I think it's important to deliver those messages, but also do it in a comedic way, not be too serious about it.
Excellent.
Now, your shows are always so interactive. How do you pick your moments to interact with the crowd? Is it all ad-libbed?
Well, I think there's the usual outline that I follow within myself, but then it leaves windows of opportunities because each night is always different with a different crowd. I think it's, as I've often said before, it's just that Rolodex in your head. You have this endless amount of stuff that's piled up in your brain, and you see how it goes. Some nights people are laughing at something that you didn't expect, so you might travel a little quicker or might travel a little slower. I think it really depends on the audience. So you have to tailor it to them because when they're comfortable, you're comfortable, and then it creates a great atmosphere. But as I said before, I mean, 80% of the show is just dealing with the people in front of you, you know, and that I always enjoy. For someone who doesn't really like people, I do like an audience.
Well, I mean, I've been to your shows before and you know, been a RuPaul lover and watching you come through. I've really noticed a difference in this country in our audiences. They've gone from, you know, 70-80% gay men through to 80% straight couples. Are you seeing that all around the world, or is it just an Australian phenomenon?
No, I do think that's true. I mean, it's obviously, you know, when people discuss drag itself and say, oh, drag has gone mainstream, I think it really has. I think it's opened up people's eyes to seeing that drag is not just someone who wants to be a girl and someone who doesn't take their lives seriously. For me, it's a job. It's not necessarily my identity. And it's not to diminish anyone else's story. If that's your journey, that's your journey. But I think it showed a human side of drag queens. So I think that a lot of straight girls can relate to it. And they bring their boyfriends along, too, who often get afraid that they're going to be recruited into becoming gay soon after. But I don't sleep with the ugly ones.
No, neither do we all. At least after three beers, I might have a go. But that's okay. That's just...
Oh, please. After three beers, you can only imagine. After three beers, I'm a lesbian.
So, Bianca, you sold out your previous three Australian tours, which is massive. What can we expect from It's Just a Joke?
Well, it's a randomness for me, because usually there's just topics that I like to discuss, things that affect my life in particular. So everything from gay sex to gay marriage to my clown life and how I function as a professional clown in this world. You wouldn't believe how similar my life is to the average person who works in a cubicle. But I'm sure you can relate and at least get a kick out of it, because, you know, the level that I've gone to as far as wearing a wig and all of this makeup, I'm doing children's parties now, you know? So it is what it is.
I love it. Look, I do have to bring up RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star Season 4. We've just seen that here in Australia or around the world. So what do you think of the two winners?
Oh, I don't care.
You don't care? Look, I'm going to out. Mean, Trinity, she didn't deserve it. She didn't get there at the end.
You know what's funny? I you know, the amazing thing is, listen, this is a group of queens that are on national television. They get to work all around the world, and if they're smart, you will always work and have a brilliant career. It's not so much about winning. There's several people that have been on the show that were not, so to speak, winners that have been extremely successful. So for me to sit back and say, oh, this one's better, that one's better, it doesn't matter to me. I leave that to everyone on the internet to fight about it.
Yeah,
you know, I think they're very lucky to have the opportunity. And, you know, what you do with it is what matters. So good for any of them. You know, as long as they don't take it too seriously, as long as you take themselves too seriously, I think they're all going to be fine. I mean, we're on season 4 of All Stars. They're going into, season 11 of the show.
11.
6. I can't keep up. I can't get, there's too many of them. And they all start looking alike, haven't you noticed? Well, I'm so glad I'm ugly, because at least I'm different.
Well, they do look alike. They're correct. But I mean, yes. Look, RuPaul's taken over the world. We're about to see the English version.
Yeah, she's not stupid. She's not doing what she's got to do. I think it's brilliant. And, you know, like I said, I think it's just been amazing to see the show succeed in America and to see it globally enhanced. And I can't wait to meet the whole pile of new queens that are going to come out of the UK. I think it's a brilliant opportunity. I think gays should be very happy instead of fighting about who won online.
Great. Oh, look, this guy here is very happy. I love it. And what I love about it is we got to see you come out of it. And I just love it. The woman who tells it like it is.
Well, I try. I've got to be honest. Maybe not when I look in a mirror, but I have to be honest. But I do appreciate it. It's been an amazing opportunity, I must say. It's friendships and the fabulousness that has come this way. I mean, it's unreal. And actually, what's so amazing is that look at Courtney Act. She went on and did Big Brother, and then now he's doing Dancing with the Stars here in Australia. It's truly an amazing thing.
We also just saw her try to compete to win, represent Australia at Eurovision. She didn't do the best to say, sweetie, but she tried hard, let me tell you that. Yeah.
It's amazing opportunities, and the fact that all that's happening, I think, is wonderful.
Me too. I cannot wait for this Saturday.
Bianca, thanks so much for your time today. Don't miss Bianca Del Rio. It's Just a Joke, playing at the Comedy Theatre this Saturday and Sunday night. Ticketmaster has all the info. Bianca, thank you so much for the chat.
Thank you, love. I'll see you soon.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.